Chapter 5 Atlas. Hercules travels to the west side of the world. He sees something very strange there. A giant man is holding the world on his shoulders.
"I'm Atlas."
"Who are you?"
asks Hercules.
"And what are you doing?"
Hercules asks.
"I'm holding the world on my shoulders. I can't put it down. It's my punishment because I wanted to attack Zeus. Now I must stand here forever. And I'm very tired."
"That's a terrible punishment,"
says Hercules.
"Yes,"
says Atlas.
"I know.
I must get 3 golden apples from the tree of Hesperides. But where is this tree?"
asks Hercules.
"I can tell you that,"
says Atlas.
"But there are 2 problems. You can't get to the golden apples. They're very high in the tree, and only a giant can get to them. And there's another problem. A terrible dragon guards the tree of Hesperides."
"I'm not frightened,"
says Hercules.
"I can kill the dragon. But where can I find the tree?"
Atlas gives Hercules the information. Hercules finds the tree of Hesperides. The dragon is standing under the tree. It's very big and ferocious. Hercules takes his poison arrows and shoots the dragon. An arrow hits the dragon's heart and kills it. Then Hercules looks at the golden apples. They're very high in the tree.
"I'm big, but I can't get them,"
he thinks.
"Only Atlas can get them."
Hercules returns to Atlas.
"The dragon is dead now. Can you get the golden apples for me?"
he asks.
"Yes, but you must hold the world for me,"
says Atlas.
"You can do it, Hercules. You're very strong."
"Okay,"
says Hercules. He takes the world from Atlas.